By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Jesus, you are Lord of all.
You will remain Lord forever. In our lives, in our families, and in this place, and in the church of yours all over the world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the power of your word. And thank you for the authority in you. In Jesus' precious name. Shall we rise to our feet? Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and welcome someone by your left, by your right, in the name of the Lord. Tell that person he or she is welcome. In the name of the Lord. Ask that person, how have you been? What has been happening to you? Ask that person, I hope you have been enjoying yourself all through the Word and Power Conference. Tell that person this morning, the best of God is just about to happen for you and to you. Amen. All right. I will say we sit down, but very soon we'll stand up. So sit down. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful morning in the presence of God. No better place to be than in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. My soul is filled with joy and excitement this morning. Because we are not talking about you today, we are talking about Christ. There's no greater joy. Christ alone. No matter the debate of the world, very soon, everyone will truly confess that Jesus is Lord. Very soon. Blessed are we that know ahead. But it becomes very important that will ensure that our strength is not abated. Scripture talks about the end time. How that even the elect would doubt Christ. Even the elect will be tired. These are ancient truths that you cannot feed away. So we bless Jesus for what he has done in our lives and what he will forever represent in our lives. Ephesians chapter 1 again. Let's do the reading of God's word as we rise to our feet to honor Jesus. You know, as he just reminded me now what he said to me as Ecclesia was to start 3 years ago. The Holy Spirit said to me, if I don't reveal Christ to you, there's nothing you'll be able to preach to anybody. Are you getting me? All right. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 9 to verse 12. Let's make it strong. This is the fourth time we're reading this together. One, two, go! have made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also I have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, that I should be to the praise of his glory, who was trusted in Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. Jesus, be exalted and be glorified. Someone shout the loudest, Amen! Please, you may be seated. The mystery of Christ. We began the mystery of his will. We moved ahead to the mystery of predestination. And last night, we saw the mystery of his timings, the kingdom signature. Right now, the mystery of Christ. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Matthew chapter 16. We're going to read it from verse 13 to verse 18. Having stayed with his disciples for a while, Jesus altered them. As they got into the land Caesarea Philippi and began to ask, who do men say that I am? I need to know. And he went ahead and said, hey, who do you say that I am? And the response birthed everything that exists for us today. Shall we read from verse 13? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14, everybody, go. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Verse 16, everybody. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18, let's go. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Five things here. Number one, it is the revelation of Christ that gave birth to the church. The revelation of Christ birthed the church. So without that revelation, the church cannot operate. Please understand, he said, now for you to have a clear picture of this, this was the first time the word church was ever mentioned. So it was mentioned for the first time, and I've taught you the law of first mention principle. It was mentioned from the first time from the mouth of one man called Jesus himself. And the law of first principle states that anytime a thing is mentioned first, whatever led to it is the strength and the anchor of that thing. Is the source, is the life of that thing.
Who do men say that I am? Peter said, you are Christ. What? You didn't even say you are anything. Christ, you got it. Bah! Christ, you got it, boy. Upon this, I will build my... I'm very sure Peter will say, what is church? What do you mean? I will build my church. So your life and my life is built on the revelation. Sir, understand. When you understand this, let the devil throw his best shot at you, you will not be shaken. Before we go into mystery of distraction and discouragement and all those stuff, relax. You must get this one. Because that mystery is already operating in you already. You are distracted, you are discouraged. You must get this one. It keeps you strong, unshaking, unmovable. Why? There's no other foundation that any man can lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Upon this foundation, I will build my church. I will build your life. I will build your future. I will build your destiny. Forget about the gate of hell. Don't go and sleep. You know, religion has affected us so much. Jesus Christ never mentioned prayer. The next statement was, I will give unto you the keys, meaning revelational knowledge. That is, you will operate in dimensions by revelation. Go and pick some of our messages. Jesus, the new life, Christ consciousness, in him. Go and pick those messages. It just settles you. It gives you strength. You just understand that because your foundation is solid, is known, then you must show. You cannot be corrupted. You cannot be derailed. Understand, sir. Understand. He intentionally had his revelation to be made known before he talked about his church. It was a deliberate act. Understand, sir. And that was the first and the only time he spoke about church. So why should a man of God now build a church around himself and his wife? I, Jesus, will build my church. It is my church, not our church. Please, I must not hear it all. I heard someone on Sunday came to church, say, hey, this is my church. Not here. Don't say it here again. If you don't want the wrath of God. I will build my church. If it is my church, the gate of hell shall not prevail. If it is your church, gate of hell will finish you. Understand? So it doesn't matter who is saying it. Let's follow what he said. I, Jesus, will build my church. See, it is my church. I take it personal. Nobody plays around it. If you play around my church, I will deal with you. Because understand, scripture said, I bought my church with my own blood. My blood is at stake, sir. 2028 Acts, with my blood. My blood is at stake. That's why I keep telling you, sir. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything about Ecclesia. You will see, you will just pack them. For it has been raised for the rise of those that choose to be risen, for the fall of many that just go against it. Because it is not Victor Oluwadamilare's church. It is not Ecclesian's church. Ecclesian's church. It is his church. So we are not shaken. His church. We will never one day have a meeting on who to make the general overseer. No general overseer here. No father in the Lord here. It is his church. No compromise. No debate about it. It is his church. When you know the source of a thing, then you don't struggle. Sir, understand. If we allow him to be the owner of his church, sir, we won't lack anything. That's the mystery of ecclesia. We won't lack. Understand? That's why I won't join you to corrupt it. We won't lack anything. Just let's leave him. Leave him. Leave him. Number two. When Christ is revealed, his church manifests. That scripture, verse 18, showed to us the manifestation of the church. Number three, when Christ is revealed, his church prevails. No gate of hell can prevail against it. It's an attack against me. They can't try it, so that's what it means. Number four, when Christ is revealed, his church is built. I will build my church. I don't need men to build it. I will build it. I will build it myself. Number five, when Christ is revealed, eternal life is received. Someone say amen. Acts chapter 5 verse 20, amplified. Go, take your stand, and declare to the people the old doctrine concerning life. This life, that is the eternal life which Christ revealed. When Christ is revealed, eternal life is received. Is received. Friends, this is the mystery on which my life and your life anchors on. It's unfortunate that when you ask an average believer, who is Christ? You probably cannot communicate that. But let's look at someone who, by divine privilege, was given that honor to unravel this mystery of Christ. Paul is his name. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1, Paul began to brag. Said, I'm just as minister of Christ, I'm a custodian of the mysteries of Christ. Romans chapter 16 verse 25 and 26. Paul went ahead and began to speak. Talking about how precisely Christ was given to him by revelation. He said this mystery was held secret for a while, but now the mystery was given to him. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul began to say, hey, this is what God did. He gave me the privilege to make all men see and know the mystery of Christ. Verse 9. You know what we'll do? Let's read through this. From verse 1 to verse 12. Let's message it. Thank you. Message, please. This is why I, Paul, am in jail for Christ. Haven't taken up the curse of you outsiders, so-called. I take it that you are familiar with the part I was given in God's plan for including everybody. I got the inside story on this from God himself, as I just wrote you in brief. And he was talking about the mystery of Christ. God gave him. As you read over what I have written to you, you'll be able to see for yourselves into what? The mystery of Christ. None of our ancestors, that is no one that have gone ahead of me, Paul speaking, understood this. Only in our time has it been made clear by God's Spirit through his holy apostles and prophets of this new order. The mystery is that people who have never heard of God and those who have heard of him all their lives, what have been calling outsiders or insiders, stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, the same help, the same promises. In who? In Christ Jesus. The message is accessible and welcoming to everyone across the board. This is my life work. Ash, I love that statement. Helping people understand and respond to this message. What is the message? The mystery of Christ. It came as a sheer gift, that is grace, to me. A real surprise. God handling all the details. You know, it was so strong that even Peter understood that this guy had some dimensions of revelation of Christ that nobody else had apart from him. He said, when it came to presenting the message to people, that is the mystery of Christ, who had no background in God's way, I was the least qualified of any of the available Christians. God saw to it that I was equipped, but you can be sure that it had nothing to do with my natural abilities. And so here I am, preaching and writing about things that are way over my head. Ashasha. The inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. Verse 9. Shall we read verse 9 together? One, two, go. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place and had been doing in secret and behind the scene all along. Verse 10. Through Christians like yourselves, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels. Ooh, did you get that? That even angels are talking about the mystery of Christ. Because what Christ is and who he represents, I've said two things, what and who. So go and pick the messages I've caught before, you understand. It is what and who. The angels were not privileged to have an experience of it at all. That is why they live to worship him. The same Christ. And you and I are privileged. Not just to know him, but to have him in us. Someone say amen. Amen. Verse 11. All this is the proceeding along lines planned all along by God and then executed in Christ Jesus. Verse 12 finally. One to go. When we trust in him, we are free to say whatever needs to be said. Bold to go. You understand this dimension of this Christ? Free to say, free to go, free to have, free to do, free to become, free to enter, free to experience. What then is this mystery of Christ? Number one, five of them.
I am serving a living God. His name is Jesus Christ. He died and rose and gave me victory. I am victory. I am serving. I am serving a living God. His name is Jesus Christ. He died and rose and gave me victory. Today I have victory. He died and rose and gave me victory.
The death, the burial, and the resurrection of him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1 to verse 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, 2, buried for us, and 3, rose again the third day. If we go on and on and on, later we say, for this is the mystery of Christ. He died. He rose and gave us victory. And you have that victory. Therefore, by the mystery of Christ this morning, I decree that in the name that is above every name, your destiny will not be buried. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son. And leaving your spirit till your work is done. Oh, there is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. He's the precious Lamb of God, Messiah. Everybody, thank you, oh my Father. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving me with your spirit. Your work on earth is done. Thank you, oh. His name, for death could not hold me. Even in my life, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. For death
could not hold it captive. Even in my life,
even in my life, Jesus is Lord.
Everybody, my soul,
my soul, let's magnify the Lord.
And my spirit, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. This is the mystery. For that good night, even in my life, Jesus is Lord. For death, for death, come God will encounter you. Even in my life, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord, he is Lord, he is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. His Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he. Everybody, rise your feet. Rise your feet.
And he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen. From the dead is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that He is
Lord. Somebody shouted, Jesus is Lord.
You know, I said something for the past 2 days. Understanding is not cheap, it's a miracle. When understanding is birthed, faith is born. Now you understand the first dimension of the mystery. He died, buried, arose. What a mystery. Died, buried, rose. In the space of 3 days. And this is the third day on this mountain. He died, buried, rose. 3 days. With that understanding and faith, shout, Jesus is Lord. Now, I won't allow you to be careless this morning. That's why those people in the second row, I may bundle you out of that second row. There's something about staying in front. That you affect those when you're not flowing. I will bundle you out. Is the mystery of Christ, not the message of a man of God. And it's been unveiled today. And that is what everything about the life of a believer holds on. Remove Christ from our life, nothing. Why do you, what do they call you? Christian, Christ-like. So when Christ is revealed, your destiny is about to be revealed. Something happened to me 2 months ago, and I think I told my brother about it. The Holy Ghost said to me around 11 p.m. of that day, he said, he gave me 14 songs all about Christ. So I sang them. When I finished singing them, I didn't pray. I sang them on the floor. Naked I came, naked I was. When I finished singing them, I didn't pray. So he said, lie down, your covenant position. I lied down there for just 30 minutes. Suddenly, something happened. I knew that I had touched something different. I knew that I was about to experience, if I was not strong, what makes some people enter into God and go mad. Because a dimension that is hidden. 30 minutes. I just saw that that side of the wall of my room was exposed in the realm of the spirit. But the physical presence was there. There was this storm coming in. And guess what, sir? This storm literally wanted to take my life off. I knew it was death. But the contemplation was, if I can say Jesus
is Lord.
And then, no tongues. This thing kept on for a few seconds. Because you know, when you go to some things of the spirit, it looks as if it's like minutes. Then I said, Jesus is Lord. Shh. You know what I'm saying to someone today? Because in the grave, death was defeated. At resurrection, life was imparted. Everyone sick under the sound of my voice, afflicted, buffeted, tortured, troubled, whatever it is, in any dimension, as you shout, Jesus is Lord, it will be Lord indeed. Somebody, go ahead. Jesus is Lord. You may be seated. Number two. What is this mystery of Christ? Number one again, he died, he was buried, and he rose. What is this mystery of Christ? Number two. Christ on the throne. If he only died and he was buried and he rose again, if that is where our mystery ends, we are of all men most miserable. Our Christ is on the throne. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, seated at the right side of the throne of the Father. He's on the throne. That is our joy. Seated on the throne, Lion and the Lamb. Oh, the Lord, there is none like you. You are seated on the throne, Lion and the Lamb. Oh, the Lord, there is none like you. Seated on the throne, Lion and the Lamb. There is none like you. Seated on the throne, Lion and the Lamb. There is none like you. I'm going to preach, sing all throughout. He's not only seated on the throne. He's not only seated alone on the throne. But you are seated together with him. That is the mystery number two. You are seated together. He didn't just want to sit alone. He brought you into it. He brought you into it. Mystery, my brother, is the mystery of Christ. This is where your hope stands. This is where your life lies. You are seated together. Hey! Hey! Seated together in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 4.
Understand, sir? He couldn't sit alone. The seat was not meant for him alone. If you can't believe this, forget, go and be a Muslim. That is why I said, an average believer do not understand the mystery of Christ. So they can't live in mastery as a Christian. I'm seated together with you. Scripture. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. That's enough for me to just keep quiet. For a great love, wherewith he loved you and I, Benny. What kind of love is that? Even when we were dead in sins, at he quickened us together with Christ. It's a shared gift, it's grace. At Christ's expense, were you saved? Verse 6. And had done what? Raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places. In who? In Christ. I'm seated together with him. Make this confession with me. I'm seated together with him. This is the mystery. I'm not on the floor. I'm not down. I'm not disadvantaged. I'm not discouraged. I'm not destabilized. I know where he's seated. And I'm seated together with him in heavenly places. Above all, no situation is strong enough to keep me quiet. No situation is strong enough to destroy me. I'm seated. Sit. I'm seated.
To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb.
In that seated position, just bow down your head.
To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne.
Hey!
And unto the Lamb
be blessed and glory and honor and power.
Be blessed and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessed and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessed and glory and honor. Be blessed and glory and honor and power.
Seated together with him. Number 3. How is this made possible? The church.
the body of Christ. Number three, the church, the body of Christ. The church is you. You are his body. Ah, someone say amen to that. That's enough for someone. Hear me, sir. When it's time for healing streams, there's no message to preach. You just take your healing and go. He's the head and his body. What flows in the head flows to the body. If the head is afflicted, the body will be afflicted. But the head is not afflicted. Christ is my head. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22. I'm his body. And I put all things under his feet. And giving him to be the head over all things to the church. Verse 23. Which is his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. Christ is the head of the body, the church. Hey, Kabayaso. Which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. He reigns supreme. He reigns supreme. He reigns supreme. One of the revelations I saw, and I said, okay, I will do Ecclesia, was I saw a picture of the end time church. A picture of the end time church was so beautiful that there's no sphere of influence that a true Christ born child is not in charge of. And he said, that's why your message must not be the one you used to preach. It must be that you are preparing a takeover generation. People that their mindset has been altered totally. Thinking about a takeover, not a family business, not a family affair. He's the head, you are the body. Ah, what a mystery. Paul went ahead in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. He said, this is the mystery. I'm talking about Christ and the church. This is the mystery. Christ and the church. Start from verse 32. Did you see that? This is the mystery. And he went ahead in verse 33 and said, hey, how will this mystery find operation? It's the same thing. When the husband loves the wife and the wife reverence, honors the husband. Meaning, this mystery of Christ and his body hinges on his love for us. And God, through Paul, brought that into a relationship between the husband and the wife. Look at this. Give me message of that same. Thank you. Go. 33. Thank you. And this provides a good picture. The mystery is Christ and the church. But if you remember his communication from verse 21 thereof, he began to talk about husband and wife, husband and wife, husband and wife. And he said, oh no, I'm actually bringing you to the mystery of Christ and the church, verse 32. But understand again, Paul now began to say, verse 33, to cap up that epistle he wrote to the Ephesian church. He said, and this provides a good picture of how each husband is to treat his wife, loving in himself, in loving her. So what did Christ do? You are his
bride. Remember, I showed you that about 3-4 weeks ago. You are his bride. What he did as a bridegroom is to love you the way he loved himself. And he's asking how each wife, you now, is to honor him. For you to enjoy this mystery as Christ being your head, you being his body, your honor of him must never be questioned. Lift up your right hand, honor God. Honor him. It's beyond just ordinary words. Worship is beyond ordinary words. Honor him. Honor him, somebody. Hey! I honor you right now just because you're God. Honor him. Honor him. Honor him.
I honor you. worship you, precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit. We wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you for fire.
If you are lying on the floor, stay there. But lift up your two hands if you are not lying on the floor. Understand the sequence. When you honor Him, your life will not be void of honor. Your life will be filled with His fire. Why is there so much emptiness in the lives of believers? It's because they've not known the place of honor. Is reciprocal. We honor you, Jesus. We live our lives to honor you. We live our lives to honor you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Rise to your feet, everybody. Let's review. What does this mystery entail? Number one, that Christ died, buried, and rose. Number two, that Christ is on the throne, and you're on the throne with Him. Number three, that you are His body. Now understand the mystery between two and three. Because, can I have a seat? Thank you. I'm looking for the heavy ones. Okay. But you there, please come. Brother Smart, please come. I know you will brag later. So, this is Christ. But if I make him cry, we'll show him pepper. Say, I'm Christ now. Now, scripture said, number two said, you are seated, how? How? Together. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Seated. He has raised you up together and made you sit together. Together. So naturally speaking, it suggests try and sit together. Try. Just manage. If you break the chair, you know what it means. 5,000. Now, do you understand? That's number two. But he went ahead and said, the third mystery, stand up, says, Jesus. Stifle, you're trying now. The third mystery is that you are His body. So just, no, Uncle Rotimi, you can imagine 7.2 billion of us, okay, let's say 3 billion of us are saved on that same throne. How can all of us be seated together? So the third mystery brought us into a greater light, that He is the head, where His body. You know the fourth mystery? It's not just the head where His body is in us. Sit down, number four. The greater mystery of Christ now is in you. Is in you. I thought someone should be excited more than this. That you see,
that excitement has just made the devil very, very smarter than you.
Christ in you! That is the mystery. Christ is in you.
Sit down, beloved.
Jesus lives in me. Jesus lives in me. The Holy Spirit helps me so. Jesus lives in me.
Say, can appreciate scripture that now talks about he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in you, 1 John 4:4, is greater than that devil, that bastard, that Satan, that affliction in the world. He, hear me, hold on, sir. Hold on. The revelation of it in operation is this. It's not, you see, the problem is this. It's not your talking it. It's your understanding what has happened. He didn't just die. He wasn't just buried. Or rose again. I'm not just seated together with him. Neither am I just only his body. It's a mystery. Mysterion. It's a divine secret. That when it is unraveled, it brings men out. He's a mystery. He lives in me. So it's not just a confession of 1 John 4:4. He that is in me. Now look at what it says. It says you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you. Where is Christ? Sir, do you understand? So you are seated and there ought to be an accident. Christ is in me. Christ cannot experience accident. Christ is in me. This exam must produce and submit to the Christ in me. This phase of challenge over my life will pass, because he himself was persecuted and he went through trials and challenges and misrepresentation and misconceptions. Even his disciples stopped following him when he said something because they didn't understand. So I understand that see the communication of Paul. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 25. Smartly now. See the communication of Paul. Whereof I am made a minister. I see boasting. According to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to you and I. What is this about? To whom God would make known what? Ooh, now did you see the dimension of this number 4 mystery is very large. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among everyone, which is loud, oh, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Lift up your right hand and speak in tongues. Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Hear my heart. It's a participation. There's a sharing here. NLT 27. Let me show you something. He said, and this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. This glory is to be shared. So I understand. I'm going to ask you to pick the messages of Christ and the new life, Christ consciousness. I'm trying to look for another line again. It will do you a lot of good. It will help you to understand the things that they are praying that we should have. We already have. It's a mystery. When the light of this mystery comes, Scripture said, I come into participation. I share in his glory. Sir, this hope of glory we're talking about is not hope of heaven. No, stop that. Shh, 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 shh. He's talking about here on earth. Maxwell, do you understand what I'm saying? He's talking about here on earth. If it shined, I must shine. Oh, sir, understand. Understand the reality. So I have no competition with anybody. Thank God for the great men of God. I honor them that have gone ahead. I have no competition with them. There's nothing that any one of you will have that will make me envy you. Because I'm going to be greater than you. It's not a prayer point. If you like, close your mouth and be looking at me. You're on your own. There's no, because hear me, the glory I'm talking about is not even my own glory. I share in his glory. Can I show you the expression of that glory? Huh? The capacity of it. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Maybe you understand. If you don't, it doesn't matter. But maybe you understand. So I don't need anybody to tell me that my future will be great. I know it already. You see, these are the realities that you come into truth. And look, you believers like all these encouragement messages. There's nothing to be encouraged about. These are realities, sir. Pure realities. They're comfortable with solution every time. But we're talking about you have to share his glory. Not in heaven. Sir, stop it. It's not in heaven. It's on earth. Return that scripture, sir. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Now it's talking about who? Christ. Who is Christ? The brightness of God's glory. Ah, that is the capacity of that glory. He is the brightness, the effulgence of God's glory. And scripture said you are to share in that glory. So you can now appreciate the scripture that says ye are gods. That's Psalm chapter 82 verse 6. Don't show it. Psalm 82 verse 6. Are you with me, somebody? You can now appreciate it. So you see, friends, let me tell you the truth. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you're going through. It's your business. Trust me, there's a glory. So how you feel does not bother me. I won't, because of your face, change what God sent me to preach. Do you understand? Man, do you understand? I can't because of that. I can't because of that now begin to adulterate things and say it will be better. It will be better where? I'm talking about glory for you. You're talking about it will be better. Which one carries more weight? It will be better or glory? Which one is better? Walk to seven people. Say, I am the glory of God. Arise, shine, for my light is come. Arise, shine, for my light is come. The glory, glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Arise, shine, for my light is come. Please walk to the children. Touch the children for me. Play with those children. For my light is come. The glory, glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Hey. Arise, shine. For my light is come. Arise, shine. For my light is come. Oh, the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Let me see your hands, everybody, this way. Face one neighbor. We are going to personalize it. I will arise, shine for my light is come. I will arise. I will arise. Arise, shine for my light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. Glory of the Lord is come. Glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Hey, turn, face yourself. Listen, that neighbor may corrupt you.
There's something about correspondence. There's something about environment and association. That name may corrupt your own glory. Place your right hand on your head. Hey! I'll arise, shine, for my light is come. Prophesy over your life. For my light is come. The glory.
The glory of the Lord is risen.
The glory.
The glory of the Lord is come.
The glory.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
It suggests that on any given circumstance or situation again, never let that situation to determine your expression.
Christ in you, the hope, 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 hope of glory.
3 years, hold on friends, 3 years ago, by the Spirit of God upon my life, I kept talking about the next 3 years now. 3 years ago, the Word and Power Conference was in this same compound, under a tent. How many of us were there that first time? Under a tent. You never knew that 3 years after it would be like this. Christ in me. I can never have a better last year. Hope. 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 So I can see something. I can anticipate, man of God. I can anticipate something strong. Something good. Something glorious. Just the thought of it. 3 years' time. It can't be. Let all, you see, I've said it enough. Even if you know them, go and meet them. Let all the demons gather together. They can't stop me. It's not bragging, sir. It's on a revelation. Upon this truth, I will build my church. Petra, rock. Petra, Petra. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. No shaking no more. Rooted and grounded in Christ. Bringing forth fruits to his glory. This is the reality of the Word of God. Friends, I give you one more point and then we'll pray and go through. It's left to you to make up your mind the life you want to live. For great men of God, some of them had to go to their churches, so by evening they'll be back. But let me say something. It's left to you, men of God, to make up your mind the kind of gathering of people that you want to see and have. It all starts from your mindset. It's left to you, businessman, entrepreneur, or woman, the kind of endeavors you want to experience. Career person, it's left to you. I got to a point when I was serving in that great, awesome ministry, the Living Church Worldwide. I got to a point, 2009, I stopped collecting salary. Because I sat down, nobody taught me. Salary is based on my grade. I'm not graded, I'm glorified. If you don't have revelation, don't do what I do. Go and say isolation. If you don't have revelation, don't go and isolate. When you start, you better be jumping up and down and be begging members. I care less who has gone. I'm not interested who say nonsense. Me. In fact, if they don't say, that means I've not started. If they don't misbehave, that means I've not appeared. But I understood this. I said to myself, I bury salary. 3 children. Wife not working. I'm not talking about doing business. Not walking. He's left to you whatever you want to see. Ask my children if they are ever hungry. Or maybe I should ask any one of you if I've ever called you to help us. No, say now, say. Just lift up your hand. If you, please, now, openly, if you lie, God, if you lie, if any one of you here, open, online, just chat, yes. Any one of you here, as you're looking at me now, any one of you, hello, hello. God just gave me a word for you. The Lord said, as you give to me, your destiny will open. Do you understand? We prevail by revelation. It's left to you, Chinedu, what becomes of you. It's left to you, sir. It's left to you how you want to do it. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh. Lift up your two hands and celebrate your destiny. My ladder will be greater than my past. Say, I will be blessed more than I could have. Despite all that has been done, my best is yet to come. For my ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater. My ladder will be greater than my past. My ladder will be greater than my past.
My ladder will be greater than.
I will be blessed. More than I could ask. Despite all that has been done, my best is yet to come. Reasonable is my ladder.
My ladder will be greater.
My ladder will be greater.
Things are possible.
Hey!
All things are possible.
Five. Hey. The greatest preacher of this mystery of Christ is, I return back to the anchor scripture, Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 7 to verse 12. Message now. If you can't catch this one, write in it about 3 times, you will catch it. But if you can't catch it, that means your Christianity is old school. Christ in you. There's a fifth one.
your greatest identity. Let's go. Look at this. I had to do a pretext so that we can flow. Is that okay? Into it. Follow this. And I need you to follow very closely. You know, we're a set of believers who, my brother can assert, they can make us read chapters. And then just really like, we just read it. But in our generation now, men of God just quote bagam. But there's so much blessedness in reading the word of God. Now, follow this. Because of the sacrifice of Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people, free of penalties. Hey, did you get that? So what is this ancestral curse you are talking about? I'm confused. Why should you pray about ancestral curse? You know why you must pray about it? It's because you don't know what you know. So you have to pray. Because if you don't know, you will pray. But if you know, you will play. So what is ancestral curse about? Am I the one that wrote the Bible? Let me read it again. Maybe I'm seeing another thing. Because of the sacrifice of Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people. Not we are to be, we are already. We are a free people, free of penalties and punishment, chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free, either abundantly free.
Someone shout abundantly.
Hear this, sir. Hear this. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need. We're getting close. Letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ. In Christ. A long-range plan in which everything will be brought together and summed up in everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in that we find out who we are in Christ. Not just Christ in me, see the koinonia. Not just Christ in me, but I in Christ. Shh. That is a mystery. It's in Christ that we find out. So when the revelation of it really floods you, suddenly, destiny will answer. That we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on us, had designs on us. For what kind of living? Verse 12, therefore, read loud and loudest. Go! Working out of many things. For it is in Christ. The fifth one, I've explained to you, I showed you two scriptures and we're out.
which is the greatest, is our new identity in Him. Not just He in us, but we in Him. Understand, if any man be where? In. Whole things will shut down at the revelation of that. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. If any man be in. Not just Christ in you, but you in Him. An unbeatable force. Let me show you that identity. It's called plero. Colossians chapter 1. Fullness. Yes. Sedabayas. Sedabayemos. Sedab. Kema handela bokos de la banya. Sedabakos. Shekabaya karabanos. Sedabayemos. Came on over us. I'm going to take it from Message. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 18 and 19. King James said, please the Father that you will bring all things into Him, to make Him the head of all principalities and powers. Message said, and when it comes to the church, hear this, when it comes, so it's an arrival, when it comes to the church, He organizes and holds it how? Together. Like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. Someone say hallelujah to that. From beginning to end is there. Towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is He. So roomy that everything of God finds its proper place in Him without crowding, including you. That is the mystery. Your most appropriate glory, place, honor, splendor, beauty, exuberance is in Him without crowding. So there's no competition. I can't like your wife. I have my own. I can't like your car. If my car is not better than yours, go and check the wharf. I own all. I can't admire what you have. What I have in Him is more than that. In the fullness of time, it becomes produced and visible. Without crowding. No competition. Without crowding. So all I can do is to wish you well. I can't join them to pray. Everyone against me die by fire. It's not there's no way written in the Bible. What is nonsense demonic approach? Die by fire how? Must you always... What the Bible says we are believing Christians, not killing Christians. If there's no service, we die by fire. We come... Everyone against me. Now, where are they? Julius, say it. You are the one that can say it. Say it. It's your call. Say it.
Everyone from my mother's side, from my father's side, pursue me. Where are they? Die by fire. Somebody holla prayer.
You can see where it's coming from. Friends, I'm not here, man. Hear me. I'm not here bringing anything to condemnation or anything, but there's a greater light and a higher life. It's a choice. You can live your life by choice and keep dying, sir. Believe me, I would never. If 3 years had come and gone, my brother, and I've never come here to say die by fire, anybody against us. Are they against us? Plenty. You know, sir. That we are doing well. They've gone to report us several times. Is it not true, sir? Enough. Immediately they say an extra car added. Enough. That we're even making noise. Enough. But I will never say, gather, brethren, let's pray. Wherever they are now, there's no need. Everything in him makes me to have room. There's no crowding. I will spread. You better make that confession. I will spread. I will feel all in all. I will surpass. I will be preeminent. In him. Go on that scripture, sir. In him. So spacious. So spacious is he. So roomy that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. You know what that means, sir? It also means there's no limit to my glory. Let me tell you how to operate as a child of God. For instance, as a man of God, men of God, let me use your profession. When you see a ministry doing well more than you, you know what you do? You bless that ministry. Lord, thank you. Thank you. People, when we're going home, when I see a billboard of a program, sometimes I stop. Father, thank you. This program shall be great. You use this man of God greatly. It's not possible for I go down. You see your life? Well, you'll be talking against someone else. You don't understand. And now to make the matter, if you don't understand his covenant with Christ, you are in trouble. You just stop. God told me so many years ago. I heard it first from a great man of God. But after he told me, he said the same thing he's saying, I say it to you, Victor. He said, anybody that talks against you, I will stop them. He said, the day they start talking, that's the way their journey stops. He said, you will discover that you'll be moving forward and you'll be checking that they are going down. They stop. Pam. Scripture. There's no limit. So why should you entangle yourself to be a believer that talks nonsense? Things that are not profiting. You are the one that will make someone to be saying nonsense. You are the one also that will instigate nonsense. Debates that are not necessary. Discussions that are not healthy. You don't understand. He has stopped you. And understand, if God stops a man, nobody can unstop him. Understand? You know, have you noticed I've never cursed you on this altar? I've never. Because it's not part of the deal. But I will show you the truth and the bitterness of the scripture. So you see another person doing well. Father, thank you for him. Thank you. It gives you more room because your own is in him. So you begin to enlarge. Begin to be like the cedar tree. Growing and glowing. Budding and bringing forth. In all dimensions. This, sir, I've said it again and again. And I'm not trying to be nice. There's no one in this life that I envy. There's no ministry, there's no man of God that I envy. But watch this one grow. I'm too sure. Let everybody leave me. It will still work. Because I know who I am with. In him, sir. So let every other person's business go down. That is your contemplation. In him, there's room. So much space. Chapter 2. Let's go chapter 2. Do it from verse 9. Plero. Someone say, I'm complete in him. Say, no half measure. No unbaked life. I'm complete in him. Plero. It's called fullness. Hear this, sir. Everything of God gets expressed how? In Him, including you. The expression of your life finds its way in Him. So you can see and hear Him how clearly. You don't need a telescope or a microscope or an horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him. Why should you envy an unbeliever? He's an anathema. Did you see this? This one is getting my brain to tingle. When you come to Him, that fullness comes together for you. Sir, ma, you know why you can't say hallelujah too much? Because the kind of message you have heard before has affected your brain. Sir, I mean, are you getting what I'm trying to say? You know, 2 weeks ago we saw the covenant being turned to a wheel by the reason of the testator who must pass on. Are you with me, sir? So, the word of God is the wheel. So, the new covenant is called the new wheel. I'm reading to you your wheel, beloved, as a believer. From that Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. Message translation. He said, when you come to Him, have you arrived? Are you in Him? That fullness, which is plero. Yesterday, did I show you what plero is? 7 of them. Comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. So as a believer, you sit in that office and it seems as if nothing is happening. Nothing is working. What is your cogitation? What is your contemplation? On what premise do you sit in that office? I am completing Him. So I cannot be disadvantaged. The results that I produce cannot be half measured. I've come to realize that when I come together with Him, I have everything available in Him. It was God's privilege that made Him to be the one that all the fullness dwell. And scripture said, when I come in Him and understand this koinonia, I experience this fullness also. So, my being in that office is to spread fullness. Things cannot go down because I'm around. There can't be emptiness because I'm around. There can't be voidness, barrenness because I'm around. I carry someone who carries the fullness, who has deposited the same fullness in me. You know what plero is? One of the meaning is to fill to overflow. So there's an overflowing anointing upon my life that makes my being around you, your being associated with me, to transfer something into your life without praying. That coming around me has made you contaminated with my glory. That because of this plero that I carry, this fullness to overflow that I carry, you're just stepping around anywhere I am, sleeping under my roof, eating my food, has implicated you for glory. that for my sake there cannot be evil on my street. That for my sake, they thought they didn't know what they were doing. They would tie the road to the church and stop at the entrance of the church. That for my sake, what they planned that it should be, it can't be. Because this matter is by the decree of the watchers. So it gives me excitement to go to office every day. Because I understand that the office is not my destiny. The office is just a pathway to where I'm going to. So I will not be discouraged and resign stupidly. I understand that it's a phase I'm going through. So I won't let that phase corrupt me. I understand that the challenges that happen because of the mixture of Christ in me. Understand, sir. The journey of this mystery started in heaven but ended in you. Write it down. That is the journey, the totality of it. It ended in you. So you are that mystery of Christ that we're talking about. So I step into a place. I can't be disadvantaged. I can't beg. I can't think less of myself. I can't walk into a place and be looking at for the back to sit because I think that people are higher than me. I can't now hear someone talk and I want to talk and I'm not stuttering and stammering. I'm confused because I've lost confidence. I can't now have an opportunity to do something or give something to God, give something to people because others have given and I can't measure, so I withdraw my hand. I step out as others step out. I speak as others speak. I make judgments as others make judgments. I do things as others do things. I look good as others look good. And my looking good must be better than their own. Because there is a mystery in me. It changes everything about you. So you wake up in the morning, you are thinking of what to wear because of the mystery in you. We are taking steps with a consciousness. With a very clear consciousness. I tell my children consistently that, hey, you may think that you don't know what is happening. You do. You may think that you may not be able to comprehend anything. You are. Because understand that life is being formed at this point in your life. So you better be conscious. Every lie will speak against you for ultimately. Every pretense will not be good for you. So you live your life working out in realities, in sincerities, in purities, in uprightness, in holiness. You are gentle as a dog, but you are bold as a lion. You may be quiet, but you are brave. You may once in a while withdraw over some matters, but you are daring over it in the realm of the spirit. So nothing, absolutely nothing, troubles you. Sir, there's no need to worry. There's no need to worry. There's no need to fear. The battles may be raging, but the victory is sure. Let me say it again. For there's no need to worry. There's no need to fear. The battles may be raging, but the victory is sure. When Jesus is there, when you are 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 there.
Lift up your voice, lift up your hands. If you are seated, rise to your feet now and give God thanks for His word. Give Him thanks for His word. Give Him praise for His word. Give Him honor for His word. Give Him adoration for His word. Thank Him. It was hidden from others, but now it's revealed to you. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Let me give someone that opportunity again this morning to make that decision for God. Singular decision answers for everything. Understand the dimension of the mystery. If thou believe in thy heart, that Christ was risen from the dead, and confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord, thou shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth, and
And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
That is the mystery. So all that I've done, one confession that Jesus is Lord wipes them off and gives you a new platform, a brand new sheet of destiny, enough room to fill. Jesus, save me. Save me. Someone is here this morning, not just here on ground, but online, wherever you are, all over the world. Jesus, save me. What a privilege. You need salvation this morning. It's free. That's the first journey, the first step into the world of glory that is available in Christ. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Everyone that must be saved, God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you. Place your right hand on your chest and please close your eyes. It's a personal decision. I'm not going to call you. I'm just going to attend to you right there. Place your right hand on your chest. It's not me that will save you. It's Christ that will save you. And close your eyes and pray this prayer sincerely after me. Say, Lord Jesus, this day I declare that you are my Lord. I believe that you died for me, and on the third day you rose again for me. Now I know that you are seated for me, and indeed you are in me. Therefore, I agree with all you've done for me. From today, I declare you as my Lord and Savior. I am free from the power of sin and hell. This day, I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you that by the power of the resurrected Christ, the life that had been paid for your enjoyment 2,000 years ago is imparted into your spirit now. And that is eternal life. Receive it now in Jesus' name. You will never be the same again. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one prayer we're going to pray strong and loud. I walk in light. I do what, sir? You see, everything that we have, we are to be, is in light. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 said that the inheritance of the saint is in light. What had been communicated to you today is light. Paul said, because of this, let us walk in light as he is in the light. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Do you understand? It's not just to have the light. We have to walk in the light. Because we're sometimes in darkness. Now light has come this morning. We understand the mystery. So we have to now walk in the light. Do you understand? I walk in light. I cannot stumble. I cannot be confused. I cannot enter error. I walk in light. Message it if you can. You grouped your way through the mock ones, through that mock ones, once. But no longer. Shout no longer. But the reason of what you've got in today, someone say no longer. You are out in the open. When? Shout it strong. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So, brother, no more stumbling around, sister. Get on with it. That is, run through this journey. Walk through this life without stumbling. You have good news, sir. Thank you. You yourselves used to be in the darkness. But since you have become the Lord's people, how many of us are Lord's people? You are in the light. Sir, do you understand? Again, so if they told you that is a curse upon your life, do you understand? Don't pray for deliverance. I am no longer in the darkness, I'm in the light. So get on with it. Stop grouping, brother. Walk in light. And that light is not, sir, that light must go public. Did you hear what I said, sir? I will show you that scripture very soon now. That light must go what, sir? Huh? The light must not be put under the bushel. Do you understand, my brother? Sir, I like the way I am. Let me just be quiet. That is not Christ. It's not the Christ we know. If it's the Christ you know, you can't be quiet. Even when you're trying to be gentle, you can't be gentle. You become a giant. Return that scripture, my brother. He says, so you must live like people who belong to the light. Someone say, I belong to the light. Let me show you. You must go public. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, message. Someone say, I'm going public. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be what? What are you here to be? Even the way you are saying it, you don't even know. What are you here to be? If your light is stronger than your neighbor, your neighbor's light is better than your. What are you here to be? Look at this, sir. Bringing out the God's color in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. I walk in light. In the name of Jesus. I will not stumble in darkness again. I walk in light. It's time to pray right now. Lift up your voice. I'm pressing to this somebody. It's prayer and power. Because word had come. So there's prayer that will bring it into power. Lift up your voice and pray. I walk in light. 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 Lift up your voice and pray. I walk in light. I walk in light. Remember the scripture said that the path of the just has a shining light. It shines more and more. I walk in light.
Somebody pray. In this world that is filled of darkness, full of darkness, I walk in light because I have light. I am the light. Walk in light in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Are you ready? Are you ready? We're going to make some confessions of faith with me. It is to you according to your faith. This is the communication. Herein is the righteousness of God revealed. They believed, they spoke. We believe, we speak. I believe, I speak. Because it will be to me and you according to your faith. Are you ready? It's a confession of faith. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, I, Victor Oluadam Larry, this day I walk in light because I carry light. My light will shine for all to see. In the midst of gross darkness, in the midst of grouping darkness, my light stands out. I step out of the cocoon of darkness. I step into light. I step out of the confinement of life. I step into pronouncement from this day by the reason of the knowledge of Christ in me, I begin to experience what it talks about. There is a glory I have come to express on this earth. This day, the 29th of September, 2019, that glory shall be expressed. Christ in me is the glory, because I am the expression of the glory of heaven here on earth. Darkness shall never have dominion over me again. My light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. People shall rise to my brightness. Nations shall salute of my glory. From this day, my voice shall be heard. From this day, my image shall be pronounced. I will not be restricted nor limited again in life this day, in this atmosphere of the mystery of Christ. I gain mastery. I enjoy every privilege that I have in Christ. Whatever has been defeating me, hitherto, from today, I become a victor, because in Christ I have the victory. Victor Luadam Lare, the world must hear you. Victor Luadam Lare, the world must honor you. Victor Luadam Lare, the world must honor you. Therefore, I am God's honor written in the hearts of men. When they see me, when they hear me, they see Christ. When they see me, when they hear me, they love Christ, because I will be his representation. Anywhere I go, from today, people will bow to me. Nations will bow to me. The people I don't know will come around and serve me. The labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia, men of stature, women of caliber, they will be my slave men. They will be my servant women. In the name of Jesus, God has opened to me the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Therefore, I shall be named the name of the Lord. Men shall call me the servant of the Most High. From today, because Christ is in me and I am in him, we are an unbeatable force that will dominate the earth in a short time. I say it again. In the next 3 years, in the next 3 years, in the next 3 years, as Christ liveth in me, I will happen, I will answer, I will pronounce, I will be heard. If you are that person that will be heard, let your shout! Shout! You'll be heard! You will be heard. Glory to God. Congratulate your neighbor, as many as you can. Neighbor, congratulations. Your greetings should change. Your greetings should change. Your greetings should change. Let everything change. Let it change. Let it change. Let your greeting change. The more people you greet, the greater your light. If I were you, I would go and greet children. I know what I'm talking about. You don't understand. There's a glory about children. In the night, probably I will say something, you will understand. If you are the last person to sit down, even the instrument of worship, they've gone. Blessed be God. Somebody give that to your Jesus a big hand of praise. A big hand of praise. A big hand of praise. Join it with a shout. In Jesus' name, please you may be seated, God's people.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.